learn once, live better forever. That's the real advantage most people never use. Most people keep chasing new information but never master the simple lessons that could change everything. The truth is, you don't need to learn a thousand things to live an extraordinary life. You just need to learn a few lessons deeply. So deeply that they guide every decision, every action, every step you take. The reason most people stay stuck is not because they lack talent or opportunity. It's because they never stop to learn the right lessons that would unlock their future. Today, you're not just going to hear good advice. You're going to discover 10 life-changing principles that, once understood, will serve you every day for the rest of your life. No confusion, no endless searching, just clear, real-world guidance that will help you break limits, build real success, and live with strength and clarity. If you're ready to finally move forward without looking back, stay right here. This could be the start of your forever. Chapter 1. Own your life, or someone else will control it. If you don't own your life, someone else will step in and do it for you. That's how the world works. It's not fair, it's not polite, and it doesn't ask for your permission. Life demands ownership. Life demands that you stand up and say, "This is my life, and I'm in charge." And if you don't say it, life will hand the keys to somebody else. Somebody else will make the decisions. Somebody else will take the opportunities that should have been yours. Somebody else will decide how you live, where you go, what you get, and who you become. And all of this happens quietly, day after day, when you don't step forward and claim what is yours to manage. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world to understand this. You don't have to have the perfect plan or the perfect start. But you do have to make a decision, a clear, strong decision, that from this moment on, you will own your life. Owning your life means you take full responsibility for every part of it. You take responsibility for the way you think. You take responsibility for the way you act. You take responsibility for what you allow and what you refuse. You stop blaming your parents, your education, your boss, the government, the economy, your background, your childhood, your past mistakes. You stop waiting for someone to save you. You stop expecting life to feel easy. Most people spend their life renting it, renting their time to jobs they hate, renting their energy to people who don't care about them, renting their dreams to fear, renting their future to excuses. And renting feels safe, because when you rent, you don't have to fix the roof when it leaks. You don't have to work on the foundation when it cracks. You just complain to the landlord and wait. But when you own it, you fix it, you invest in it, you fight for it. Owning your life will not always feel comfortable. It will feel heavy sometimes. It will feel lonely sometimes. It will require you to face truths you would rather avoid. It will force you to have hard conversations with yourself. It will challenge you to break habits that have become your comfort zone. It will require discipline when you want distraction. It will demand action when you want to wait. It will ask for commitment when you feel like quitting, but in return, ownership will give you something that renting never can: pride, power, freedom, fulfillment. It will give you the deep satisfaction of knowing that you are the one building your future, not sitting around hoping someone else gets it right for you. It will give you the ability to walk into any room, any situation, any challenge, and know that you are not a victim. You are the creator, not at the mercy of the wind. You are the one steering the ship. Now you might say, "Jim, I've already made mistakes. I've already lost time. I've already missed opportunities." And my answer to you is simple. So what? Welcome to the human race. Everybody falls behind at some point. Everybody wishes they had done better. What matters is not where you were yesterday. What matters is what you decide to do today. Ownership doesn't care about your past. Ownership only cares about what you are willing to claim right now. And maybe you're thinking, but it's too late for me. No, it's not. If you're breathing, it's not too late. If you can hear me, it's not too late. You can wake up today and decide to own the next hour. You can own your choices, your words, your focus, your priorities. You can own your effort, your attention, your goals. You can own the way you treat people. You can own the way you treat yourself. And if you own 1 hour, you can own the day. If you own the day, you can own the week. If you own the week, you can own the year. And if you own the year, you change your life. Owning your life is not a one-time decision. It's a daily one. Every morning when you wake up, you have a choice. Hand the keys to fear or keep them for yourself. Hand the keys to procrastination or keep them for yourself. Hand the keys to anger, jealousy, laziness, doubt, or keep them for yourself. Real ownership means you don't just talk about it, you show it. In the way you get out of bed when you don't feel like it, in the way you show up when nobody is clapping, in the way you choose honesty when lying would be easier, in the way you work when no one is watching, in the way you keep pushing when quitting would feel so much better. Ownership is not loud. It's not about posting it online. It's not about telling everybody you're working hard. It's about living it when no one is looking. It's about staying faithful to your dreams when the excitement is gone. It's about getting back up the 20th time you fall. It's about building yourself from the inside out, brick by brick, day by day. There's a price to pay for ownership, and the price is everything. You have to give your time, you have to give your focus, you have to give your energy, you have to give your pride sometimes, you have to give your comfort. But hear me, there's an even bigger price for not owning your life. That price is regret. That price is resentment. That price is helplessness. That price is waking up one day and realizing you gave your whole life away because you never stood up and said, "This is mine." The choice is simple. Own it or rent it. Build it or watch somebody else build it for you. Take the hard road now or take the bitter road later. Today can be the day you take the keys back. Today can be the day you stop blaming. Today can be the day you stop waiting. Today can be the day you stop waiting. Today can be the day you stop complaining about what you can't control and start focusing on what you can. You can't control the past. You can't control what others think. You can't control everything that happens to you. But you can control how you show up. You can control what you believe about yourself. You can control the effort you put into every single day. Own your life. Own your mind. Own your future. Because if you don't, believe me, someone else will. And they won't ask your permission. They'll just take it while you're standing still. Decide today. Decide right now. Not tomorrow, not next month, now. Your life is too valuable to leave it in anyone else's hands. Your dreams are too important to trust them to chance. Your future is too big to let fear keep the keys. Stand up, step forward, take the keys back, own your life. You only get one. Make sure it's yours. Chapter 2. Discipline yourself today to live free tomorrow. Discipline is the bridge between who you are and who you can become. If you want the kind of freedom that brings peace to your mind and pride to your heart, you must discipline yourself today. Freedom doesn't fall into your hands. It's not handed out at random. It's earned through the small daily decisions that no one else sees. Freedom is the reward for those who take control of themselves while others make excuses. Freedom belongs to the ones who say no to what feels good now, so they can say yes to a better life later. Discipline is doing what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like it. It's choosing your future over your feelings. It's making the hard choice again and again without needing someone to push you. It's building habits that serve you instead of habits that destroy you. Discipline makes the difference between living by design and living by default. It gives you the power to wake up each morning and know you are moving closer to the life you want, not further away from it. There will always be a price to pay. You either pay the price of discipline today or the price of regret tomorrow. The price of discipline is sweat, focus, and sacrifice. It's early mornings when you would rather sleep. It's late nights working on your dreams while others are wasting time. It's choosing study over entertainment, exercise over laziness, growth over comfort. The price of regret is different. It's heavy. It sits on your chest and it never lets you breathe freely. Regret looks you in the mirror and reminds you of the opportunities you passed by, the dreams you let die, and the life you could have had if you had been willing to suffer a little when it mattered most. Real freedom means you have choices. Real freedom means you're not trapped by bad habits, bad decisions, or bad influences. It means you can walk away from anything that doesn't serve you. It means you can say yes to the right things without fear. But that kind of freedom comes with a condition. You must earn it. You earn it by doing the hard things when no one is watching. You earn it by taking small daily actions that seem invisible to others, but powerful to your future. You can tell a lot about a person by what they choose when nobody is forcing them. Some people wait for life to push them. They wait for problems to force them to change. They wait until they're broke to start saving. They wait until they're sick to start caring about their health. They wait until their relationships fall apart to start learning how to love better. Discipline doesn't wait. Discipline acts today. Discipline sees the danger ahead and moves now. Discipline sees the opportunity and doesn't wait for perfect timing. Every time you choose discipline over comfort, you plant a seed for your future. Every time you say no to distractions, you build your character. Every time you do what you said you would do, even when it's hard, you create a future that is bigger than your struggles. Every little act of discipline adds up. It builds a foundation strong enough to carry your dreams. It strengthens the muscles you'll need when life tests you. And make no mistake, life will test you. You will have days when you want to quit. You will have moments when nobody believes in you. You will face seasons where nothing seems to move forward. This is when discipline becomes your best friend. Motivation may disappear, inspiration may fade, but discipline will keep you moving. Discipline says, I made a decision and I'm sticking to it, no matter what. There's something powerful about finishing what you start. There's something powerful about showing yourself that you can trust yourself. Most people live their whole lives breaking promises to themselves. They say they'll wake up early, but they hit snooze. They say they'll work on their goals, but they make excuses. They say they'll change, but they wait until tomorrow. Discipline says, I am a person who does what I say. And when you become that person, you gain a power that most people never experience. The power of self-respect, the power of self-trust, the power of self-control. Freedom tomorrow is built by discipline today. If you want financial freedom, you must discipline your spending today. If you want physical freedom, you must discipline your body today. If you want emotional freedom, you must discipline your thoughts today. If you want relationship freedom, you must discipline your actions today. Every area of your life follows the same law. What you plant is what you harvest. What you practice is what you perfect. What you suffer for today, you enjoy tomorrow. The truth is, discipline is not a punishment, it's a gift. It's a choice you make because you believe your future is worth it. It's a decision you make because you know you have something special inside you, something worth fighting for, something worth sacrificing for. Discipline is what turns potential into power. It's what transforms dreams into reality. It's easy to talk about wanting success. It's easy to dream about a better life. But it's discipline that separates the talkers from the doers. It's discipline that decides whether you live with pride or regret. Every day you wake up, you're writing your future with your actions. So what will you choose? Will you choose to discipline yourself today, even when it's uncomfortable? Will you choose to work, study, build, learn, and grow when it would be easier to drift? Will you choose to endure the small sacrifices now so you can enjoy the big rewards later? The choice is yours. It always has been. And it always will be. You don't have to wait for permission. You don't have to wait for someone to come along and save you. You have everything you need to begin right now. You have the power to start waking up earlier. You have the power to start focusing better. You have the power to start working smarter. You have the power to choose action over excuses. You have the power to discipline yourself starting today. Remember, every champion you admire was once a beginner who chose discipline. Every leader you respect once struggled just like you. But they chose discipline. Every success story you hear about was built on a foundation of daily discipline. No one gets freedom handed to them. It's earned. It's built one day at a time. It's built by showing up when it's hard. It's built by pushing through when it's boring. It's built by refusing to settle for average when excellence is available. Freedom is not the absence of responsibility. Freedom is the result of meeting your responsibilities head-on. It's the prize for those who take ownership of their lives today so they can live on their own terms tomorrow. So, discipline yourself today. Push yourself today. Demand more from yourself today, because the life you dream of will not happen by accident. It will happen because you made a decision to pay the price today so you can live free tomorrow. It will happen because you chose discipline when it mattered most. And when that day comes, you will not look back with regret. You will look back with pride. You will look back with gratitude. You will look back and know, without a doubt, it was worth it. Chapter 3. Master your mind, or your mind masters you. Your mind is the most powerful tool you will ever have. But it can also be your greatest enemy if you leave it unchecked. Every day you are either leading your mind or being led by it. You are either shaping your thoughts or letting your thoughts shape you. You are either controlling the direction of your life or allowing your emotions, doubts, and fears to pull you wherever they want. There is no neutral ground. If you don't master your mind will master you, and it will lead you into a life smaller than the one you are capable of living. Most people do not even realize that their mind is controlling them. They wake up thinking whatever thoughts pop into their head. They spend the day reacting to whatever emotions hit them. They believe every fear without questioning it. They allow every distraction to steal their focus. They let the mind run wild like an untrained animal, and then they wonder why they feel lost, frustrated, and stuck. A mind left on its own will not build your best life. It will keep you stuck in old habits, old fears, and old limits. Mastering your mind starts with awareness. You must wake up to the fact that not every thought you think is true. Not every feeling you feel is real. Not every belief you carry is right. Just because a thought shows up does not mean you have to accept it. Just because an emotion rises does not mean you have to obey it. Your mind will offer you fear, doubt, anger, jealousy, procrastination, and a thousand other forms of resistance. Your job is to notice these visitors and decide which ones you will entertain and which ones you will send away. You cannot master your mind if you are asleep to its games. you must pay attention to the patterns. Pay attention to what thoughts you feed first thing in the morning. Pay attention to what thoughts you listen to when you are tired or stressed. Pay attention to the thoughts that show up when you face a challenge. The more you observe, the more you will realize how often your mind pulls you toward comfort, fear, and excuses. And once you see it, you can begin to take back control. Mastering your mind is not about controlling everything you think. That's impossible. New thoughts will always come. Old thoughts will sometimes reappear. Mastering your mind means deciding which thoughts get to stay and which ones you will challenge. It means speaking to your mind instead of always listening to it. When your mind says you can't, you remind it of the times you did. When your mind says it's too hard, you remind it that nothing worthwhile is easy. When your mind tells you to give up, you remind it why you started. This is not something you do once and forget. It is a daily practice. It is a habit you build the same way you build any other habit, through repetition, patience, and persistence. You start small. You catch one negative thought and replace it with a positive one. You catch one fear and replace it with courage. You catch one excuse and replace it with action. Over time, you become stronger. You stop reacting out of habit and start responding with wisdom. Your mind is powerful because it creates your reality. What you think consistently shapes what you feel, what you believe, and what you do. If you fill your mind with doubt, your life will be filled with hesitation. If you fill your mind with fear, your life will be filled with missed chances. If you fill your mind with excuses, your life will be filled with regrets. But if you fill your mind with focus, belief, determination, and strength, your life will rise to meet those thoughts. You will not always feel motivated. You will not always feel confident. That is why mastering your mind is essential. Motivation fades. Confidence wavers. But a trained mind keeps moving forward even when the emotions are not there. A trained mind stays focused on the mission, not the mood. A trained mind does not wait for perfect conditions. It creates the conditions through action. When you master your mind, you free yourself from the trap of external circumstances. You stop being a slave to other people's opinions. You stop being a prisoner of your past mistakes. You stop being controlled by temporary feelings. You learn to move based on values, not emotions. You learn to act based on purpose, not pressure. You learn to hold the wheel steady, even when the storms of life are raging. The world is full of distractions. It is full of noise, confusion, and endless demands for your attention. If you don't master your mind, the world will master it for you. It will pull you in 100 directions and leave you exhausted and empty. It will convince you to chase things that don't matter and ignore the things that do. It will sell you short-term pleasure at the cost of long-term fulfillment. But when you master your mind, you become different. You become steady when others are shaken. You become calm when others panic. You become focused when others are distracted. You become disciplined when others drift. And you become powerful in a way that does not fade when life gets tough. There will always be challenges. There will always be moments when fear knocks on your door. There will always be days when doubt whispers in your ear. Mastering your mind doesn't mean these moments disappear. It means you know how to deal with them. It means you know how to stand strong in the middle of uncertainty. It means you know how to keep your mind clear when the path ahead looks dark. Mastering your mind gives you freedom that nothing else can give you. Freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, freedom from weakness. It gives you the ability to choose your response instead of being a victim of reaction. It gives you the ability to keep your vision strong even when everything around you tries to pull you down. It all begins with a decision. A decision to stop living by default. A decision to stop believing every thought that crosses your mind. A decision to take responsibility for the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you act. It's a decision to lead your mind instead of following it. No one can make this decision for you. No one can fight this battle for you. It's a fight you must choose to win every day. A fight to stay focused, a fight to stay positive, a fight to stay disciplined, a fight to stay committed to the future you know you deserve. The rewards are worth it. The freedom is worth it. The pride of knowing that you are stronger than your fears, stronger than your doubts, stronger than your old habits. It's worth it. The life that opens up when you master your mind is bigger, brighter, and better than anything you can imagine from the place of fear. You have the power to master your mind. You have the ability to rise above the noise. You have the strength to build new patterns of thinking that support your dreams instead of destroying them. Start today. Take one thought captive. Choose one new belief to build. Catch yourself drifting and pull yourself back. Speak to your mind like a leader. Challenge your mind like a coach. Strengthen your mind like a warrior. Your future depends on it. Your dreams are waiting for it. Your best life is standing just on the other side of your decision to master your mind. Take control today and never give it back. Chapter 4. Break your limits before they break your dreams. Limits are not there to stop you. They are there to be broken. Every limit you accept without challenging becomes a wall between you and the life you could have lived. Every time you surrender to a limit, you let it shrink your dreams. Every time you say, "This is just how I am," you close the door on who you could become. If you do not break your limits, they will break your dreams without asking for your permission. They will quietly kill your ambition, steal your potential, and leave you wondering why your life feels smaller than it should have been. Most limits are not real. They are built in your mind. They are shaped by fear, by past failures, by what other people told you was possible. They are built by memories of mistakes, by the weight of insecurity, by the fear of standing out. And once they are built, you start living inside them, like they are the truth. You start making decisions based on what you think you can't do, instead of what you could do if you stretched just a little further. Breaking limits does not happen by accident. It happens by choice. It happens when you decide to stop living small. It happens when you stop making excuses for why you can't and start finding reasons why you must. It happens when you get tired of living inside a cage built by fear and doubt, and you finally decide you're willing to fight for more. Breaking limits means stepping into discomfort. It means doing things that scare you. It means risking failure, embarrassment, and disappointment. But it also means stepping into your real strength. It means discovering talents and abilities you never knew you had. It means building a life that feels wide, open, and full of possibilities instead of trapped by imaginary walls. You have to push before you feel ready. You have to act before you have every answer. You have to believe before you see the full proof. Waiting to feel comfortable before you move guarantees you will stay exactly where you are. Growth never feels comfortable at first. It stretches you. It demands more from you. It forces you to think differently, act differently, and expect differently. Think about it. Every great achievement you admire was once outside someone's comfort zone. Every champion you look up to once doubted if they could really make it. Every leader you respect once faced fears that told them to stay safe. What separates those who break limits from those who live under them is not talent, not luck, not special opportunity. It is a decision. A decision to challenge the voice that says, I can't. A decision to push through the point where most people quit. A decision to believe that more is possible if you are willing to stretch for it. Limits do not announce themselves, they are invisible until you hit them. They show up as hesitation when you want to take a risk. They show up as fear when you think about trying something new. They show up as excuses when it's time to act. They show up as negative thoughts when you start dreaming bigger. You will recognize your limits by how they make you feel. They make you shrink back. They make you doubt yourself. They make you settle for less than you want. The key is not to avoid limits. The key is to find them and face them. When you feel fear, that's a sign you're hitting a limit. When you feel resistance, that's a sign you're hitting a limit. When you feel the urge to quit, that's a sign you're at the edge of a limit. And that's exactly where you need to push. Not because it's easy, not because it feels good, but because that's where growth lives. Breaking your limits is a daily practice. It's built by small decisions that stretch you just a little further than you thought you could go. It's built by showing up when you feel like hiding. It's built by speaking up when your voice shakes. It's built by trying again after you fail. It's built by taking one more step when your mind tells you to turn back. And every time you push past a limit, something changes inside you. You start trusting yourself more. You start expecting more from yourself. You start seeing possibilities instead of obstacles. You realize that most of what you thought were walls were just illusions. You realize that the real battle was never outside you. It was always inside you. Dreams are fragile when they are young. They can be crushed easily by doubt, fear, and hesitation. If you do not break your limits early, they will choke your dreams before they have a chance to live. You will wake up one day surrounded by reasons why you didn't do what you wanted to do. Surrounded by excuses that sound good but feel empty. Surrounded by regrets that no apology can erase. But when you break your limits, you give your dreams room to breathe. You give them a fighting chance. You give them the energy, belief, and courage they need to grow strong. You protect them from the smallness that tries to keep you average. You build a future that is bigger than your fears, bigger than your doubts, and bigger than your past mistakes. It's not about being fearless. It's about feeling the fear and moving forward anyway. It's not about having perfect confidence. It's about having enough faith to take the next step. It's not about never failing. It's about refusing to let failure define you. You have more strength in you than you realize. You have more potential in you than you've seen. You have more life waiting for you beyond the limits you are living inside right now. But you will never experience it if you don't challenge yourself. You will never taste it if you wait until you feel completely ready. You will never hold it if you keep listening to the voice that tells you to stay safe. Decide today that you will not let your limits break your dreams. Decide today that fear will not have the final word in your life. Decide today that comfort will not be your master. Decide today that you will push, stretch, and fight for the life you know you are capable of living. The journey will not be easy. Some days it will feel like you are getting nowhere. Some days it will feel like you are walking uphill with no end in sight. Some days it will feel like quitting would be the easier choice. But if you stay in the fight, if you keep breaking one small limit after another, you will wake up one day living a life that once felt impossible. And that life will not be the result of luck. It will not be the result of chance. It will be the result of every choice you made to break free when it was hard. It will be the result of every decision you made to stretch when it would have been easier to shrink. It will be the result of every step you took beyond the fear, beyond the doubt, beyond the limits that once tried to hold you back. Break your limits now, not tomorrow. Not when you feel ready, not when everything is perfect. Break them now. Fight for your dreams while they are still alive. Push through the fear while you still have time. Build the life you want before regret builds the life you fear. The choice is yours. Always has been, always will be. Chapter 5. Choose growth every day, no matter how hard. Growth is not something that happens when life feels easy. Growth is something you must choose, especially on the days when everything feels like a battle. It's a decision you make when your emotions tell you to quit, when your circumstances suggest you should slow down, and when the world around you offers every excuse to stay the same. Choosing growth every day is not about chasing perfection. It's about making a commitment to yourself that no matter what happens, you will not remain who you were yesterday. Every day brings you two paths. One path is comfort. It looks easy. It feels safe. It demands little from you and expects even less. The other path is growth. It asks for your energy. It requires your discipline. It calls you to move even when you would rather stay still. And here's the truth. Comfort today will cost you tomorrow. Growth today will reward you later in ways you cannot yet see. Growth will not always give you immediate results. Growth will not always bring instant rewards, but it will build a foundation under you that cannot be shaken. Choosing growth every day means you stop waiting for motivation to carry you. Motivation is nice when it shows up, but it's not reliable. Some days you will feel inspired, but most days you will not. Choosing growth is about doing what needs to be done, even when the excitement is gone. It is about honoring your future self more than your current mood. It is about showing up for your goals, the way you would show up for someone you truly love. Growth demands that you face your weaknesses instead of running from them. It demands that you confront your bad habits instead of hiding them. It demands that you deal with your fears instead of letting them grow louder in the background. It demands that you make sacrifices when it would be easier to make excuses. Growth demands the truth from you. The truth about where you are, the truth about what you want, and the truth about what you're willing to do to get there. Some days, growth will look like big victories. Some days it will look like barely holding on. Some days it will be messy, painful, and slow. That's part of it. Growth is not always about getting everything right. It's about refusing to give up just because the process is harder than you expected. It's about being willing to fail, learn, adjust, and keep going without losing your belief in what you are becoming. Choosing growth means understanding that who you are today is not the end of your story. It's just a chapter. It's a stepping stone. It's a work in progress. You are not locked into your current skills, your current struggles, or your current limitations. You are moldable. You are changeable. You are capable of becoming something stronger, wiser, and more powerful than you have ever been before. But it will not happen by accident. It will happen by choice. It is easy to choose growth when things are going your way. It is easy to choose growth when you feel strong, supported, and successful. But the real test comes when nothing is working. The real test comes when you are tired, when you feel alone, when your best efforts seem invisible. That's when the real choice shows up. Will you still choose growth when it hurts? Will you still choose growth when nobody notices your effort? Will you still choose growth when it feels like progress is slower than you hoped? You must make the choice before the hard days arrive. You must decide in advance that you will not allow temporary feelings to decide your permanent future. You must build a mindset that says, no matter how I feel, I choose to move forward. Because if you wait to feel strong before you act, you will be waiting forever. Growth requires action, even when you feel weak. Growth requires faith, even when you can't see the results yet. Growth requires patience, even when you are desperate for faster progress. Every day you choose growth, you are investing in your future self. You are shaping your character. You are strengthening your discipline. You are proving to yourself that you can be counted on. And every time you show up for your goals, even in small ways, you are building momentum. You are building confidence. You are laying brick after brick in the foundation of a life you can be proud of. Understand that growth does not demand perfection from you. It demands persistence. It demands that you get up one more time than you fall. It demands that you keep learning, keep adjusting, keep pushing. It demands that you forgive yourself for mistakes, but not excuse yourself from responsibility. Growth is not about being flawless. It is about being faithful to the process, even when it's frustrating. There will be moments when quitting will feel easier than continuing. There will be moments when staying the same will seem more appealing than stepping into the unknown. In those moments, you must remind yourself why you started. You must remind yourself of the life you are building. You must remind yourself that comfort is a liar. It promises safety but delivers stagnation. Growth, though uncomfortable, delivers freedom. Growth, though demanding, delivers strength. Choosing growth every day means you are willing to start small. It means you are willing to take one uncomfortable step today, then another tomorrow, and another the next day. It means you are willing to trust the compound effect of daily improvement. One better decision, one better habit, one better hour of focus, one better choice in a tough moment. That's how transformation happens, not all at once, but through thousands of small, deliberate choices that add up to a new life. When you choose growth consistently, something incredible happens. The hard things that once scared you start feeling normal. The challenges that once overwhelmed you start feeling manageable. The goals that once seemed impossible start feeling within reach. You become someone you hardly recognize, not because you changed overnight, but because you made the right choices daily, even when it was hard. You will not always see immediate rewards. Growth is often silent. It happens behind the scenes. It happens while nobody is cheering. It happens while others are giving up and you are still standing. Trust that the work you are doing today is not wasted. Trust that the strength you are building in silence will soon shout through your results. The greatest mistake you can make is to believe that growth is only for certain people. Growth is available to anyone willing to commit to it. Growth does not require you to be perfect. It requires you to be willing. Willing to face yourself. Willing to stretch your limits. Willing to get back up after you fall. Willing to keep moving forward when the road is long. No one else can make this choice for you. No one else can live this journey for you. It's yours to own. It's yours to protect. It's yours to nurture. Make it non-negotiable. Make it part of who you are. Make it the standard you live by. Every morning you wake up is another chance to choose. Choose the path that challenges you. Choose the actions that grow you. Choose the habits that push you closer to your dreams. Choose the thoughts that empower you. Choose the battles that build your spirit. Choose growth every day, no matter how hard it gets. Because when you look back at the life you have built, you won't remember the comfort you chose. You will remember the strength you earned. You will remember the battles you fought. You will remember the victories you won. And most of all, you will remember that you became someone who never gave up on the person you were meant to be. Chapter 6. Face your fears or stay stuck forever. Fear will either control your life or teach you how strong you really are. Every person faces fear. Every dream stirs up fear. Every goal that truly matters will trigger the voice inside that whispers you are not enough, that you are not ready, that you should stay right where you are. Fear is not the enemy. Running from it is. Ignoring it is. Pretending it does not exist only gives it more power over you. If you want to move forward, if you want to grow into the person you are capable of becoming, you must face your fears head on. You must stop giving fear a seat at the table where your future is decided. Fear is clever. It disguises itself as logic. It sounds like common sense. It convinces you to delay action until you feel perfectly ready. It convinces you to wait until everything lines up. It convinces you that playing small is playing safe. But safe is an illusion. The more you avoid fear, the more trapped you become. The more you avoid fear, the smaller your world becomes. The more you avoid fear, the further you drift from the life you could have built. Facing your fears does not mean the fear disappears. It means you stop letting it be the one driving your decisions. It means you feel the fear and act anyway. It means you take one step forward when everything inside you wants to turn back. It means you look fear in the eye and say, "You will not decide my future." Fear will show up at every stage of growth. It will show up when you try something new. It will show up when you take on more responsibility. It will show up when you speak up, when you stand out, when you dare to want more. This is not a sign that you are weak. This is a sign that you are stepping into unfamiliar territory. It is a signal that you are leaving behind the old and reaching for the new. You cannot grow without feeling fear. You cannot rise without facing the doubts that tell you to stay down. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is deciding that your future is more important than your fear. It is choosing your dreams over your doubts. It is moving forward, trembling if you must, but refusing to stand still. Courage means you show up scared. Courage means you speak when your voice shakes. Courage means you take action when your legs feel heavy. Courage means you believe there is something on the other side of fear worth fighting for. You will never eliminate fear completely. Stop waiting for the day you feel fearless. That day will never come. What will come is the strength to act in spite of fear. What will come is the ability to recognize fear and move past it faster. What will come is the understanding that fear loses its power when you refuse to obey it. Facing fear shrinks fear. Every time you confront it, it gets smaller. Every time you act in the face of it, it gets weaker. Every time you refuse to back down, it gets quieter. But if you avoid it, if you hide from it, if you make excuses for it, it grows stronger. It demands more from you. It steals more opportunities from you. It builds walls around your potential that become harder to break down the longer you wait. Fear feeds on avoidance. It thrives when you back away. It gains strength every time you surrender a little more ground. And soon, what started as a small fear becomes a prison. A prison where you watch others live the life you wanted. A prison where you feel the weight of dreams that never had a chance because fear said no and you listened. The only way to escape is to act. Fear cannot survive sustained action. Fear cannot hold its grip when you are moving forward. The mind may scream at you to stop. The emotions may beg you to turn back. But if you take the next step, and the next, something begins to shift. You realize you are stronger than you thought. You realize fear is a liar. You realize most of what you feared never even happens. Start where you are. Face the small fears first. Speak up in the meeting. Ask the question. Start the project. Have the difficult conversation. Try the thing you have been putting off. These small victories build your courage. They teach you that fear does not have to win. They teach you that you can feel uncomfortable and still succeed. Growth demands you get uncomfortable. Success demands you stretch beyond your current capacity. Achievement demands you push through resistance. None of this is possible without facing fear. There is no shortcut. There is no way around it. There is only through it. You will never know what you are capable of until you test yourself. You will never discover new strength while staying where it feels safe. You will never live a big life while making small choices to protect your comfort. Every breakthrough you desire is on the other side of a fear you must face. Fear will make you doubt your timing. It will make you question your worth. It will make you wonder if the risk is too big. It will whisper that you are not ready, not smart enough, not talented enough. You must recognize these lies for what they are. Desperate attempts to keep you stuck. Desperate attempts to keep you from becoming the person you were born to be. There will always be reasons to stay where you are. There will always be justifications for playing it safe. But deep down, you know the truth. Deep down, you know you were made for more. Deep down, you feel the pull toward a life that demands your courage, not your excuses. Your dreams are waiting. Your future is waiting. The life you want is waiting. But it will not come find you. You must go after it. And to go after it, you must be willing to face what scares you. You have two choices. Face your fears and live free, or stay stuck and live small. Move through the discomfort, or let the discomfort define your life. Act in courage or shrink in regret. You get to choose. Choose to face your fears. Choose to act even when it's uncomfortable. Choose to believe in the strength inside you. Choose to refuse the life of regret. Choose to honor the dreams planted in your heart by fighting for them when fear tells you to quit. There is no life without fear, but there can be a life where fear does not rule you. There can be a life where fear is nothing more than a signal that you are moving towards something important. A life where you rise above the voice that says you can't and prove it wrong through your actions. You are stronger than your fears. You are bigger than your doubts. You are capable of so much more than staying stuck. Break free by facing what scares you. Move forward through the discomfort. Build the life that fear tried to steal from you. Today is the day to stop running. Today is the day to stop hiding. Today is the day to stop letting fear decide the size of your life. Stand up, step forward, act boldly, face your fears, and step into the future that is waiting for you on the other side. Chapter 7. Build habits that make success your daily routine. Success is not something that happens once in a while. Success is the result of what you do every single day. It's not about one big moment or one lucky break. It's about the small habits you build and repeat without fail. If you want to change your life, you don't start with your goals, you start with your daily habits. Because your habits are what carry you to your dreams or pull you away from them. Every day you either step closer to the person you want to become or further away based on the habits you choose to live by. Building habits that create success starts with understanding that everything you do counts. Every small choice either builds your future or tears it down. Nothing is neutral. How you start your morning matters. How you respond to challenges matters. Success is not built in a day, but success is built daily. The habits you have right now are either serving you or slowing you down. Some of them you chose carefully, some of them you let slip into your life without thinking. Some of them are old patterns you never questioned. But if you want real growth, if you want to reach your real potential, you have to become conscious of your habits. You have to take inventory of the actions you repeat without thinking and ask yourself, are they leading me closer to my vision or further away? Changing your habits does not mean flipping your entire life upside down in one day. It means choosing one new action that you can repeat until it becomes natural. It means replacing one negative behavior with one that builds your strength. It means setting yourself up for small wins that create momentum. Massive success is simply the result of 1,000 small wins stacked on top of each other over time. To build habits that make success your daily routine, you must first be honest about what success means to you. Not what it means to your friends, not what it means to society, what it means to you. When you are clear about the life you want, it becomes easier to see which habits will get you there. Success leaves clues. Study the people who are already living at the level you aspire to. Notice their habits. Notice their routines. Notice how they manage their time, their energy, and their mindset. Success is not mysterious. It's predictable for those who are willing to follow the patterns. Discipline is what turns a habit into a routine. Excitement can start a new habit, but only discipline will make it stick. There will be days when you don't feel like following through. There will be days when the old, comfortable habits call your name. That's when you must remind yourself that every action you take is a vote for the future you are building. One day of discipline does not change your life. 100 days of discipline changes everything. Make your habit so simple you cannot fail. If you want to read more, start with 10 minutes a day, not 2 hours. If you want to get healthier, start with a 20-minute walk, not a 2-hour workout. If you want to build your business, start with one meaningful action each day, not an overwhelming list. Consistency matters more than intensity. Small actions done daily beat big actions done once in a while. Success habits are often boring. They're not flashy. They don't feel exciting every day, but they work. Waking up early, setting clear goals, planning your day, managing your mindset, protecting your focus, following through on your promises. These are not glamorous, but they are powerful. The person who wins is not the one who works hard once in a while. It is the person who disciplines themselves to work hard consistently, even when nobody is watching. Habits also protect you from relying on motivation. Motivation is unreliable. Some days you have it, some days you don't. If you rely on motivation, your progress will always be unstable. Habits create structure. Habits create momentum. Habits remove the emotional decision-making from your day. You don't have to think about whether you will act. You just act because that's who you are now. Building success habits also means guarding your environment. You cannot expect to build strong habits in a weak environment. If you surround yourself with distractions, you will be distracted. If you surround yourself with negativity, you will become negative. Protect your space. Protect your mind. Set up your environment so that your habits become the easy choice, not the hard one. You must also be willing to start again when you slip. No one builds perfect habits without setbacks. You will have days when you fall off track. You will have days when you miss a step. The key is not perfection. The key is persistence. Get back up quickly. Do not let one missed day turn into a missed week. Do not let one mistake become a new bad habit. Forgive yourself fast and recommit even faster. Celebrate small wins. Every time you follow through on a habit, acknowledge it. Every time you choose discipline over comfort, recognize it. Every time you do something today that moves you closer to success, even if it's small, be proud of it. These small celebrations fuel your momentum. They remind you that progress is happening, even when it feels slow. Over time, your habits will begin to define your identity. You will no longer be someone who tries to be disciplined. You will be someone who is disciplined. You will no longer be someone who tries to succeed. You will be someone who lives success daily. Identity shifts happen through consistent action. Your new habits will build a new version of you, one that is stronger, wiser, and closer to the life you know you are capable of living. building habits that make success your daily routine is not about being perfect. It's about being committed. It's about being willing to stay consistent when it's boring, when it's hard, and when it's inconvenient. It's about choosing your future over your feelings every single day. Right now, you have a choice. You can keep living by old habits that keep you stuck, or you can begin building habits that pull you closer to your dreams. You can keep waiting for the perfect time to start, or you can realize that every day you wait, you are choosing to delay your future. The perfect time is a myth. The right time is now. Choose habits that align with who you want to become. Choose habits that stretch you. Choose habits that build you. Choose habits that honor the life you are capable of creating. You do not need to overhaul your life overnight. You need to take one small step today, then another tomorrow, then another the next day. Success is built one disciplined decision at a time. Start today. Build habits that reflect your highest vision, not your lowest fears. Build habits that honor your future, not your past. Build habits that make success your natural way of living, not a rare event. The life you want is not built in the future, it is built in the daily choices you make right now. Build the habits that will carry you there. Stay consistent no matter what, and soon you will wake up living a life that once only existed in your imagination. All because you chose to build it one habit, one action, one day at a time. Chapter 8. Protect your energy like your life depends on it. Your energy is one of the most valuable things you have, and if you do not protect it, everything else in your life will suffer. Your mind, your work, your relationships, your health, and your dreams all depend on how well you guard the energy you bring to every day. Energy is not unlimited. It is not something you can waste without consequences. Every hour, every decision, every conversation either builds your energy or drains it. And if you are careless with it, you will find yourself exhausted, distracted, and disconnected from the life you want to live. Protecting your energy starts with understanding that you cannot say yes to everything. You cannot give your time, attention, and emotions to everyone and everything that demands it. You must be selective. You must decide what deserves your focus and what does not. You must learn that saying no to the wrong things is what gives you the strength to say yes to the right things. Every yes you give is a piece of your energy given away. Choose carefully. Not everyone deserves access to your energy. Some people feed your spirit, some people drain it, some people challenge you to grow, some people keep you trapped in cycles you have outgrown. You must be honest about who adds to your life and who takes from it. You do not owe your energy to people who bring negativity, drama, or confusion into your world. You owe it to yourself to create space for peace, growth, and progress. Protecting your energy means you stop engaging in pointless arguments. It means you stop trying to prove yourself to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. It means you stop explaining your dreams to people who have no intention of supporting them. It means you stop giving attention to things that drain your spirit and distract you from your purpose. Your energy is a resource you must manage with the same seriousness as you manage your time and money. Spend it wisely. Spend it on activities that build you up. Spend it on goals that move you forward. Spend it on relationships that lift you higher. Spend it on habits that make you stronger. The way you spend your energy today shapes the strength you have to meet tomorrow. Guard your morning fiercely. How you start your day sets the tone for everything that follows. If you begin your day with distractions, chaos, and negativity, you will carry that into every action. Start your morning with intention. Start with gratitude, clarity, and focus. Feed your mind and body with things that give you energy, not things that drain it. Your environment matters. Surround yourself with people who respect your energy, not those who abuse it. Create spaces that inspire you, not spaces filled with noise and clutter. Fill your mind with thoughts that empower you, not thoughts that poison your attitude. The environment you choose either strengthens you or weakens you. Be ruthless in designing a world around you that protects your energy. Rest is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Your energy cannot be sustained without proper rest. Sleep is not wasted time. It is when your body rebuilds, your mind resets, and your spirit renews. Do not glorify exhaustion. Do not brag about running on empty. Protecting your energy means knowing when to push and knowing when to pause. Success is not about burning yourself out. It is about learning how to sustain your drive without destroying your health. You must also protect your energy from your own mind. Worry, doubt, guilt, and anger are some of the biggest thieves of energy. They consume your focus and leave you drained without ever solving a problem. Learn to manage your thoughts the same way you manage your actions. Challenge negativity when it arises. Replace doubt with belief. Replace fear with action. Replace guilt with learning. Replace anger with understanding. Focus is one of the purest forms of energy protection. The more focused you are, the less room there is for distractions to steal from you. Choose your priorities each day and commit to them fully. Do not scatter your energy across 100 meaningless tasks. Concentrate your efforts where they matter most, and you will find yourself achieving more with less stress. Social media, news, endless scrolling, constant comparison, these are traps that drain energy faster than almost anything else. Limit your exposure to things that have no lasting value. Fill your time with actions that build your skills, your character, your dreams. Every minute spent mindlessly consuming is a minute taken away from mindfully creating. Protect your attention as if your future depends on it, because it does. Protecting your energy also means honoring your boundaries. Boundaries are not selfish, they are necessary for survival. If you do not set clear limits, people will take as much as you allow. Teach people how to treat you by what you tolerate. Stand firm on the standards you set for your time, your space, and your peace of mind. Every decision you make either preserves your energy or wastes it. Choose the hard conversation now, rather than let resentment build. Choose the early morning discipline, rather than the late night regret. Choose the difficult task, rather than the easy distraction. Every small decision to protect your energy builds strength, confidence, and momentum. Energy is life. The more you have, the more you can give. The stronger your energy, the more impact you can make. Protecting your energy is not about living selfishly, it is about living effectively. It is about making sure you have enough strength to serve your purpose, to help others, and to build the life you are capable of living. Take a close look at how you feel at the end of each day. If you feel drained, empty, and frustrated, it is not because life is too hard, it is because you are letting too much steal your energy. Adjust your habits, adjust your environment, adjust your focus. Protect your energy so fiercely that it becomes impossible for anything or anyone to drain you without your permission. The strongest people are not the ones who never get tired. They are the ones who know how to recharge. They know how to say no without guilt. They know how to rest without quitting. They know how to stay focused on their vision, even when the world tries to pull them in 100 directions. Protecting your energy is a skill that must be practiced every single day. Start today. Guard your time, protect your focus, choose your battles wisely. Surround yourself with builders, not destroyers. Spend your energy like the priceless treasure it is. Refuse to waste it on things that do not serve your growth. Refuse to let the noise of the world drown out the voice of your purpose. Your dreams need your energy. Your goals need your energy. Protect it fiercely. Guard it wisely. Honor it daily. Because the quality of your energy shapes the quality of your life. And you only get one life to build something truly extraordinary. Make sure your energy is spent building it, not fighting against what drains you. Chapter 9. Stop waiting and start building your real future. Waiting is the silent killer of dreams. Every day you wait is a day you lose. Every excuse you make for why you are not starting is another door closing quietly behind you. Waiting feels safe because it delays responsibility. It gives you the illusion that the perfect moment is coming. It tells you that someday you will feel ready. But that day never arrives. What arrives is regret. What arrives is the slow realization that time has moved on while you stood still. If you want a real future, if you want a life that fills you with pride instead of regret, you must stop waiting and start building. You do not need more time. You do not need more approval. You do not need perfect conditions. You need action. Action creates clarity. Action builds momentum. Action gives you power. The people who succeed are not the ones who sat around thinking about it the longest. They are the ones who started when they were scared. They are the ones who moved forward without having all the answers. They are the ones who dared to take the first step, even when the second step was still blurry. Your real future will not be built by hope alone. It will be built by choices made daily. It will be built by the hours you invest while others are sleeping. It will be built by the risks you take while others are hesitating. It will be built by the sacrifices you make while others are choosing comfort. Your real future is not an accident waiting to happen. It is a masterpiece waiting for you to pick up the tools and start carving. There will always be a reason to wait. There will always be something that feels unfinished. There will always be a fear whispering that you are not good enough yet. If you listen to that voice, you will lose your best years. If you wait for the perfect day, you will miss the only day you truly have. Today. Start now with what you have, where you are. Start messy. Start scared. Start uncertain. But building your real future requires a shift in your mindset. It requires you to stop seeing obstacles as signs to turn back. It requires you to stop expecting someone else to come and hand you the life you want. It requires you to take ownership of your destiny. Nobody owes you the life you dream of. Nobody is coming to rescue you. It's your responsibility. It's your privilege. It's your privilege. It's your fight to win. The life you want is possible. It is waiting for you to believe in it enough to act. It is waiting for you to step up and make it real. It is waiting for you to stop sitting in fear and start standing in faith. Every brick in the life you are building is laid by the decisions you make when it's hard. Every piece of your future is shaped by what you choose to do when nobody is pushing you. Start where it feels uncomfortable. Start where you have doubts. Start where you are tempted to delay, because the place you want to avoid is often the place where your real strength will be found. Growth is not hiding behind excuses. Growth is walking into the unknown and trusting yourself enough to figure it out. You will fail sometimes. That's part of building. You will make mistakes. You will fall short. You will have days when nothing seems to work. These are not reasons to stop. These are signs that you are in the process. These are signs that you are in motion while others are still dreaming. The path to success is not smooth. It's messy, frustrating, and filled with lessons. The people who win are the ones who stay in the fight long after the initial excitement fades. You are not building just for today. You are building for the version of you that will exist 5 years from now. You are building for the life you will live 10 years from now. You are building for the dreams that seem too big right now, but will one day feel normal because you had the courage to begin. Think bigger than the moment. Act today with the future in mind. Do not wait for the fear to go away before you act. Fear does not disappear before action. It disappears through action. The more you move forward, the smaller fear becomes. The more you face it, the quieter it gets. Fear is a liar that grows stronger in silence and shrinks when you move against it. Stop asking for permission. Stop waiting for someone else to validate your dreams. Stop looking for guarantees. Nothing in life is guaranteed, except the opportunities you lose by waiting too long. The risk of acting is real, but the risk of waiting is even greater. The risk of wasting your life in hesitation is the biggest risk of all. Start small if you must. Start with one step, one action, one choice. Consistency compounds. Small daily actions create massive results over time. Every hour you invest today is a deposit into the future you are building. Every moment of focus today sharpens the skills you will need tomorrow. Every sacrifice today creates the space for freedom tomorrow. You are capable of more than you realize. You have more strength inside you than you have used. You have more potential inside you than you have tapped. You have more life waiting for you than you have experienced. But none of it will be unlocked by waiting. All of it will be unlocked by doing. Your real future is not found in wishing. It is found in working. It is found in risking. It is found in daring to believe that you can build something greater than what you see right now. The dream in your heart was given to you for a reason. It was not given to stay trapped in your imagination. It was given so you could bring it to life. There will be moments when doubt screams louder than belief. Move anyway. There will be moments when failure feels heavier than hope. Build anyway. There will be moments when fear clouds your vision. Trust your work anyway. Every day you choose action over excuse, you are building strength you cannot yet see. The future belongs to the builders, not the waiters. The future belongs to the ones who move forward in uncertainty, who create clarity through action, who refuse to let fear write the ending to their story. Stop waiting, stop wishing, stop standing still while your dreams call out to you. Today is the only guarantee you have. Today is the only place you can build. Today is the starting point for everything you want. Not next month, not next year, not someday. Today. Pick up the tools, lay the foundation, take the first step, then another. Stack the bricks of effort, belief, and persistence until the life you once dreamed of becomes the life you wake up to. Your future is too important to be left in the hands of fear. Your dreams are too valuable to be left in the hands of fear. Your potential is too powerful to stay trapped behind excuses. You were born to build. You were born to create. You were born to move mountains. Not to stand at their base, wishing for easier paths. Stop waiting. Start building. Today. Chapter 10. Train your focus until nothing can distract you. Focus is the sharpest weapon you can develop if you want to build a life that matters. Without focus, your energy is scattered. Without focus, your goals are delayed. Without focus, your dreams stay out of reach while your time slips away. Training your focus until nothing can distract you is not just a skill, it is a requirement for success in a world that constantly fights for your attention. Every notification, every distraction, every temptation to drift pulls you further from what you say you want. Unless you have the discipline to control your mind and direct your actions, focus is not something you are born with, it is something you build with practice. It is a muscle, and like any muscle, it grows stronger the more you train it, and weaker the more you ignore it. If you allow distractions to control your day, distractions will control your life. If you allow every noise, every urge, every emotion to pull you away, you will never experience the deep satisfaction that comes from real achievement. To build something great, you need deep, sustained, undivided focus. You need the ability to lock in on what matters and stay locked in no matter what pulls at you. Training your focus starts with making a real decision. You have to decide what matters most. You have to decide what you are building. You have to decide that your dreams, your goals, your future are worth more than the cheap comfort of mindless distraction. Without a clear decision, you will always be vulnerable to whatever is loudest or easiest at the moment. But when you know your mission, you can say no to anything that does not move you closer to it. Focus is about clarity. You cannot hit a target you cannot see. You cannot stay committed to a goal you do not understand. You must be crystal clear about what you want. Vague goals produce vague efforts. Clear goals produce focused action. Write down what you want, speak it out loud. Keep it in front of you every day. Let it guide your choices when distractions show up dressed as opportunities. Focus requires you to protect your environment. Your surroundings either feed your concentration or feed your confusion. Remove the things that tempt you to drift. Shut off the noise that steals your attention. Organize your space to reflect the seriousness of your goals. Build an environment that makes focus easier, not harder. You cannot train your focus in a battlefield of constant interruptions. You must also set clear boundaries for your time. If you do not control your time, others will. If you do not schedule your priorities, you will be pulled into the chaos of other people's agendas. Block time for your most important work and guard it like it is sacred. Do not apologize for protecting the hours that build your dreams. Every hour you waste is an hour you can never get back. Focused time is precious. Treat it that way. Training your focus demands that you master your impulses. Every time you resist the urge to check your phone, you build strength. Every time you resist the temptation to jump from task to task, you build discipline. Every time you finish what you started before moving on to the next thing, you are training yourself to be different from the masses who live in constant distraction. Impulse control is one of the highest forms of power you can develop. It allows you to act based on your mission, not your momentary mood. Build routines that support your focus. Start your mornings with intention, not reaction. Plan your day before the world demands it from you. Set specific windows for work, for rest, and for deep thinking. The more structure you create, the easier it becomes to stay locked in when the distractions come knocking. Routines free your mind from decision fatigue. They make focus the default instead of the exception. Expect that your mind will resist. Expect that you will feel restless. Expect that some days the pull toward easy distractions will feel overwhelming. This is normal. Focus is not natural in a world of endless noise. Focus is a rebellious act. It is a commitment to yourself and your future that says, "I will not give my life away to every meaningless temptation." When you feel the urge to quit, stay 5 more minutes. When your mind screams for comfort, lean in a little deeper. When you want to check out, double down. Every time you push past the resistance, you are carving new patterns into your mind. Patterns that say you are someone who finishes what they start. Patterns that say you are someone who can be trusted with great responsibility. Patterns that say you are someone who honors their future more than their impulses. Focus transforms you. It sharpens your thinking. It strengthens your confidence. It accelerates your results. It gives you a quiet power that others can feel. People who master focus stand out because they get more done in a few hours than others do in days of scattered activity. They move faster, not because they are rushing, but because they are intentional. They move smarter because they are not wasting energy on things that do not matter. Training your focus also teaches you patience. Deep work is not fast work. Building something meaningful takes time, and focus allows you to settle into the process without constantly chasing shiny distractions. It teaches you that the best results come from sustained effort, not bursts of scattered energy. You cannot expect to be excellent if you cannot be focused. Excellence demands attention to detail. It demands depth of thinking. It demands the kind of concentration that only comes from daily training. Do not envy the results of people who are focused if you are unwilling to pay the price they paid in disciplined attention. Every great builder, every great artist, every great thinker learned the art of shutting out the noise so they could go deep into their work. Focus is the difference between average and exceptional, between busy and productive, between wishing and winning. Your future is being shaped right now by where your focus goes. If your focus is scattered, your future will be scattered. If your focus is shallow, your results will be shallow. But if your focus is deep, if your focus is locked in, if your focus is stronger than your distractions, there is no limit to what you can build. Make the decision today. Decide that you will no longer live at the mercy of distractions. Decide that your dreams are too important to be postponed by temporary urges. Decide that your mind will be trained to serve your goals, not sabotage them. Train your focus like your future depends on it, because it does. Train it until you can sit with deep work for hours while others get lost in meaningless scrolling. Train it until interruptions lose their power over you. Train it until your work becomes a flow so strong that distractions bounce off you without leaving a mark. Focus is a choice you make every single day. Choose it until it becomes who you are. Choose it until your life reflects the quiet strength of someone who stayed locked in when everyone else drifted away. Choose it until your results speak louder than your words. Choose it until nothing can pull you away from the life you are building.